It is 8:33, and time now for this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. I'm going to take a minute and thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, including Orange County Animal Services, Cattails Cat Cafe, Paws Forever, the Goat House Refuge, and the one responsible for this week's Adopt-A-Pet Animal of the Week, Independent Animal Rescue. AnimalRescue.net is their website. Go there for more information about them and all of the available dogs and cats and animals they have to adopt. Find out how you can foster as well. We're joined here in the studio by John Baumgartner, who has brought in the dog he's fostering right now, Miss Moneypenny. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron.
Tell us about Miss Moneypenny. She's been in here for like 10 minutes, and she's just the chillest dog in the world.
Yeah, she's currently curled up at my feet and just enjoying being here.
This is what I would be doing if I didn't have to work, so I feel for her. What's she like?
Moneypenny is a sweet senior dog. Mm-hmm. She is 8 years old, so plenty of life left in her. And we go out hiking pretty much every day for an hour or so. And she just loves to get out. She's not that great with the heat, but she loves the water. So we go down to the Eno and nice. Spend some time getting wet, getting dirty, having a great walk. She is a wonderfully calm dog, though I'll tell you, when I'm trying to type on my keyboard, she'll stick her nose under my elbow and say, "It's time for us to do something."
They always know when you're working, right?
So she's a great dog, though, and I've got another dog. She gets along fine with her. Mm-hmm. She's a sweet, sweet, medium-sized dog. And if you want to meet her, she is going to be at the IAR, the Independent Animal Rescue event, this Saturday from noon to 2 at Oliver's Collar Dog Treat Bakery. And that's down at the intersection of 54 and Fayetteville Road near South Point Mall. And we look forward to having all of our rescue fans come down to Oliver's Collar and take a look at the dogs that will be on display there.
Awesome.
And as Aaron pointed out, you can also find pictures and bios of all of the animals on the on our website, animalrescue.net.
And we'll also have photos of Miss Moneypenny up on our website, too, chapelboro.com. So either of those two websites, you can go and get photos and more.
That'd be great.
Yeah. What does Moneypenny look like?
Moneypenny is between 40 and 50 pounds. She is brindle in color. Some people, the original pound thought she looked like a Chattahoochee mountain leopard dog or something. other people have said she looks like a Belgian Malinois. I think she's just a good-looking mixed breed mutt who smiles a lot, wags her tail, and is generally well-behaved and pleasant to be around.
What would be like an ideal home for her, you think?
Well, she wants a fenced yard. She is a very energetic dog. In terms of I let her out and she just wanders around, runs, chases after squirrels and birds and deer and whatever is in the neighborhood, has a great time. On the other hand, she's perfectly content to lie around the house, climb up on the couch, sit on a dog bed, whatever works for her, whatever works for you. She is somewhat trained from her previous owner, who taught her to sit and shake and probably some other things that I haven't figured out. but overall, a really sweet, mid-sized, middle-aged dog.
Love it. And again, you can find photos of Moneypenny up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Bark Report section of our town square. We'll have photos of her up on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. And you can also go straight to the source. AnimalRescue.net is the website for independent animal rescue. Photos of Moneypenny up on that website, too, along with all the other great animals they've got to adopt. And you can find ways to meet Moneypenny. You can head to Oliver's Collar right this Saturday. Is that what you said?
Yep. Saturday.
Saturday afternoon, in Durham to meet her and a lot of other great animals. So one way that you can do it, but other ways as well. John Baumgartner's here in the studio with us. I've been on the air for 2.5 hours. I just need to be done for the day. In the studio with us, and you just started fostering. How'd you get into it?
I Basically, my brother got into fostering, said it was great. I gave it a try. Lucked into Moneypenny as my first foster.
Cool.
And she's been a great dog, a great companion to my other girl, and a great companion to me.
I love how they're just like immediately throwing you into the gauntlet of like, first foster, you're on the air. Go.
Well, there you go. But yeah, she's a great dog. She would love to be in a single dog household. She would probably do fine with a second dog. Probably not so much with puppies. She's very friendly on the trail with older dogs. Puppies drive her nuts.
All right. That's fair. Kids? How do you think about kids?
Don't have kids, so I don't know.
All right.
She gets along fine with the kids that we meet on the road.
Nice.
So.
And again, lots of different ways that you can meet Moneypenny and think about adopting. You can head to animalrescue.net and get information on how you can meet Moneypenny in person. You can also head to Oliver's Collar this Saturday afternoon, noon to 2 in Durham. Speaking with John Baumgartner, and as we wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know about Moneypenny or about Animal Rescue?
Come meet her.
Yeah.
She's a great dog.
Yeah. Again, animalrescue.net is the website. Go there and find out more. We'll have photos of her up on chapelburger.com as well. John, Moneypenny, thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you, Aaron.